Joy Time, an exclusive presentation of the Woman's Clinic, 244 Coatesland Drive in Jackson, featuring Joy Green, a working wife and a mother of two young children in Jackson. How about some encouragement for all you moms trying to balance your busy schedules with victorious living? Here's Joy.
Are there people in your life who annoy you? Of course there are. I imagine we all have someone in our life that just gets on our nerves. Why is it that so many things get on our nerves and we get frustrated with people? I get disappointed in myself when I'm overly irritated, especially when it's another Christian who's annoying me. Why can't I be more patient and understanding? Maybe you can relate. Now, we have to understand that people have unique personalities, and at times, personalities do clash. But God's Word explains that God has expectations for our behavior, and that includes how we deal with people. Listen to what John 13:35 says. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Love for one another. Now, it's very normal for another person to annoy us, but if we're not careful, this annoyance can lead to sin. Sometimes if we're irritated at another person, we feel the need to tell someone else about it. When we do this, it leads to gossip and spreading rumors. Also, when we're annoyed with someone, we tend to focus on what we don't like about that person instead of focusing on what there is to like. Instead of allowing annoyance to overtake our opinion of someone, we are called to love. Jesus tells us it's one mark of a Christian, loving others. It's hard to show love when we're irritated. So what are we to do? First, pray. Pray for that person, the one who's getting on your nerves. Second, get to know the person better. The more you know someone, the more opportunity you may have to find common ground. What you learn may surprise you. And last, focus on the good qualities instead of the annoying ones. I heard a marriage expert say that he kept a document on his computer that he titled, Why I Love My Wife. He had made a Word document of all the positive things about her, so when he felt annoyed with her, he would go and read that document. He replaced his annoying thoughts with encouraging ones. What a great idea.
Joy Time with Joy Green is a weekday exclusive presentation at this time of the Woman's Clinic in Jackson at 244 Coatesland Drive. For more joy,
visit Joy Time Ministries at joytimeministries.org. I would like to thank you for joining me today for Joy Time. It's an encouraging word from God's Word.